Fireworks, they're everywhere. I don't know. They haven't stopped. I was on my way here and it looked like it was a show. It was kind of beautiful. But it was daytime, so then it wasn't beautiful. And I was like, that's not nice. Peppa. Peppa. Oh, man. My face. Y'all, if I told y'all, ooh, child, or whatever my aunt said. My aunt's here from South Carolina. She's adorable. Oh, my God. What? Nah. 2 seconds. Are you serious? Hold on. I'm not even mad. Nope. I'm not even gonna say anything. Probably. I just didn't want the straw. I wasn't gonna do this on camera. What's going on, beautiful people? We back. So welcome back. Let's get into the show. I'll get into the intro. I don't even have a song that I'm gonna use to get into today's show. Let's find one. And let's have a show. Got a couple of topics. Talk about what's going on. Hey, why is every show on TV about cheating? It's really hard to watch TV when all TV is people cheating. It's fucking, God damn it. Can y'all write anything else? Really make it hard to watch TV. I'm just saying. Where's Loner? I know Loner must be hot. Mm-mm. When your mental health declines, you just gotta walk away. I'm glad I'm here. I really wanted to be here. I just want to keep the lights on. That song is like dark, but I like it. Let's see if we use that. We can use that. Why not? I don't care as long as I get paid. That's the problem, man. There's no more contract. Oh, man. It's gonna start to look broken here. Nah, that's funny, though, to think about. 4th of July is tomorrow. 4th of July is my favorite holiday. 4th of July, for me, is like, as I add this music, 4th of July to me is like Christmas. What's popping, Papo? What's going on? My bad. I'm like setting up the show and talking. But we've been getting ready for tomorrow because it's the 4th of fucking July. We're going to have a great time. As long as I can figure out all this music here and now. And then, yeah, we'll get into the show and I'll tell you what's been going on and why I haven't been here and why the show has been looking not good. And that's, you know, I just got to be honest with y'all. I'm not going to sit here in front. But, yeah, man, my mental's been fucked. And we'll talk about it. We shall talk about it. So let's get into this show. Let's hope the music even plays, y'all, because I'm just doing this shit on the fly. Susan, you supposed to have this shit ready. All right, Susan said we good. All right, let's see. You're Mike, check 1, 2. All right, that sounds, I think it sounds. Susan, does it sound good? All right, let it drop. Oh, man, the song is so dark. Not getting paid for that.
And I just want to keep the lights on. I just wanna keep the lights on. Say, I just wanna keep the lights on. Yeah. I just wanna keep the lights on. Say, I just wanna keep the lights on. Yeah. I just wanna keep the lights on.
I feel like I'm far away.
Say, I just wanna keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No more texting, we face to face, skin touching. I want a taste, watching two silhouettes.
I was a nasty young man.
The prettiest thing I ever seen. Two women making love in front of me. The room's dark, I just want to peek. I'm feeling vibes, what an energy.
Whatever I was saying was good.
Hitting one from the
it worked
back.
Then.
The other one gotta eat. Shorty tight, she's saying that I'm not a type.
Wham.
I'm a rapper with a wife. I'm something
different. It's Kasabi. I got a new teeth in the back of my mouth. K Kasabian Live 01. I'm still missing some teeth, so I can't show y'all the new ones I got. But them motherfuckers made out of that stuff the toilet made out of. I was so mad when the doctor showed me how much I owe her. Y'all should donate to the Cash App. Oh, I ain't even put on the screen. Oh my God, these teeth cost so fucking much. And I still got two more to get before I can start doing the cosmetic shit. You see, they don't tell you that when you go do the cosmetic shit, you have to make sure you don't have any health issues with your mouth. My shit was fucked up. That's my fault. I was just being honest. That's been one of the reasons why it's been hard to record. I've been dealing with a lot of pain. New teeth in the back of my mouth. It's cool. I feel them all the time. And shout out to Dr. Reyes, man. But a phenomenal doctor. She took me out of pain. Like, you don't understand. Tooth pain is probably one of the worst pains that anybody can go through. And for the past 6 months, I've been going to this doctor. I'm a part of this lady's life. Like, she don't even say my name right. And I just let it rock because I think it's funny. Just, I correct you a couple times. And if you just figure it out your own way, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to let it rock. But it's Kasabian. And y'all know that. But Dr. Reyes has been really rocking it. And she really, she's hooking me up. And once it gets all completely done, and you know what I mean, that's thanks to her. So we're going to keep on rocking with that. What can I say? My mental health has been blah. I've been non-motivated. I was supposed to upgrade the studio, but I decided to postpone. It's not up, like, it's ready. I'm not ready. I thought I'd have my teeth ready by now. I just don't feel like having all the new dope toys and shit and like the same look. Like, I feel like the upgrade should come at the same time. And I'd rather wait for it all to kind of come together. It sucks. It's like, I don't want to sit in front of the LED screen right now with my teeth all fucked up. That's just being real. Like, I don't care. It's just, it sucks to have a bunch of new shit and just not want it. I'm not ready for it. But it's all right. We're going to figure it out. It's just trying to sell the show. A lot of contracts have been up. I don't know. Y'all been watching what's going on with podcasts. The shit ain't making as much money as it once was. Ads. I don't like doing ads. I get paid differently. And I do appreciate doing the news. I think it's the best way for me to express myself because I just like talking about what's going on. And I hope I bring y'all, you know, some type of topics that y'all could talk about and take home with you. I apologize. It looks like I'm talking funny. I'm still learning how to work with these jabber jibs in the back of my mouth. No joke, though. I think I was going to go to Mexico. Still might. But, I kind of like that. And if your teeth are supposed to feel like that, I feel like an asshole. I don't think my teeth ever felt like this little toilet teeth I got in the back. It is Mental Health Mondays. And I have family in town. And I don't want to get dark. But when my grandmother passed, I used to tell my wife, and like, that was the end of my lineage. That was the only person that could tell my history. Now, when I tell stories from when I was a kid, it sounds crazy. It's like wild shit. But my aunt came out from South Carolina, and it's just fun to reminisce and hear that you're not that crazy. But it's still strange that a 5-year-old boy was up and down the Greyhound with his grandparents across the country. Interesting life that I lived parentless. And that's just how the fuck it went. And as I learn how to be an adult still, I think it's a forever, as a parent, it kind of sucks that you didn't have, like, not having parents and being a parent is so shitty, because, like, I'm learning how to be a parent as I'm learning how to be a child, and meaning, like, I didn't grow up, bro, I grew up on a Greyhound bus, and then, oh my God, is that why I went on tour? Like, it kind of makes sense. My grandparents kept me, okay, so I grew up with my grandparents, quick story time, I was born in the Bronx, New York, I grew up with my grandparents, they raised me. We moved back and forth across the country from Las Vegas to New York because my grandfather wanted to make a change for us, and he figured Vegas would be a great place because my uncle came out here, and it looked intriguing to him. So we never stayed. This guy had dealings going on everywhere. My old man was blind. I met David Koresh. I met Jay Prince Sr. I met the Dungeon family. I met Meathead. I met Titty Boy. This is all riding the Greyhound bus. I had met so many people when I was so cultured at a young age that it's kind of unfair. Like, I was just like, it's OD. I was an adult as a baby. Not fun. But listening to my aunt tell it and not coming out of my mouth felt way better because I didn't feel so fucking crazy when I was like, nah, There was a spot where they was gambling and all the rappers came in. And that's how I met Andre 3000 and Big Boy and all them, because they all came to gamble where the bus dropped you off at. Crazy. That's just how life was. But hey, it's Monday. It's Mental Health Mondays. It's good to reminisce, talk to people in your past that know you. You're not crazy. They just don't understand you. Sometimes you dream too big for the small eyes that are in front of them, and that's okay. Don't let that type of shit hold you down. When you're not motivated, try to stay consistent. I did not stay consistent, and I let the depression and I let the stress wear me down. I did. I'm not going to lie to y'all in front and say I'm okay. I'm feeling beat up. I feel like I'm recovering. I'm dealing with some things with, damn it, leave me alone. I'm dealing with some things right now, though, with my mouth, because it hurts like shit still. And like I said, on the way out, she tells me I got two more fucked up teeth. So that's another $2,000 to fix two more teeth before I can start doing the cosmetic shit. And then, you know, the pretty teeth come. That shit is, it's not easy. And it's time consuming, which I don't have time. I only go on the weekends. So I've only seen her like once a weekend for the past 6 months. Like, it's ridiculous how many times we've seen each other. But it is stressful. And teeth pain is absurd and shitty. But anyway, how have you been? Just leave it in the comments. Tell me what's going on with you. Tell me what has changed. We're not on Twitch today. I think we're just on Kick and YouTube. Kick. Kick. Maybe Rumble soon. We'll see. I don't know what we're doing. I'm over Facebook. I'm sick and tired of Facebook's bullshit. They were paying me well. Then they try to put me on some bullshit where, like, you had to earn shit. And I found out everybody was doing it. And I was like, nah, bro, I ain't doing that shit. Then they got mad and they took away my ads. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, y'all not even paying me for my ads? I'm not posting my content on your fucking platform for free. And now they're talking about not wanting to pay news people. Motherfucker, this is content, bitch. I'm like Chet, you betcha. If that's even a real person, I think that's just a character from Timmy Turner and them. But I'm like one of them, you motherfucker. So when I come on here and I start telling the news, you better pay me for this shit. Fuck Mark Zuckerberg. But shout out to Mark Zuckerberg all at the same time, because I appreciate him doing karate and shit, trying to be tough. I feel it. Sometimes you got to be a man and go punch some shit, my boy. All right, y'all. Let's get to today's show. Let's see what ChatGPT wrote us. Welcome to the Xavier Lavo Show, where we bring you the juiciest news and hottest topics. In today's episode, we have quite a lineup for you. We'll kick things off with this epic showdown. It wasn't really epic. It was kind of depressing. But Young Buck and Afro Man's crew. Yeah, Young Buck from the G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- they beat the shit out of them. And they were fighting all over the chairs, but they mad old. So it really wasn't as like, it wasn't like Bad Boys Texas or anything. And we'll dive into the world of celebrity gossip as we discuss Michael Jordan's disapproval of his son's recent endeavors. But that's not all. We'll also touch upon the latest on Adam 22's ever growing and evolving career. Yeah, boy, we will talk about Adam. Later, we'll delve into the realm of tipping etiquette. And we'll share some tips on how to navigate around these new, and it seems like it's tip baiting. I feel like I'm being tip baited. Like, people forcing me to fucking tip for things I don't want to tip on. And we'll definitely, give you some tips on how to avoid being tip baited. And speaking of updates, we'll get you the lowdown on that submersible. I have an update on it that I wanted to talk about because I think it's fantastic how terribly thought of this shit was. And I know the scientific community will be proud of what I have to say. If you're a traveling enthusiast, we got some great news for you. Airbnbs are crashing all over the place. Maybe. I don't know. I need more information. I keep on asking and I keep getting conflicting fucking stories. But if it's really down 50%, makes you wonder what's really happening. We'll explore the reason behind this trend and how this might affect your future travel plans. I wanted an Airbnb out in Bullhead, and then I was like, well, I don't know if somebody's got cameras because they're about to see a bunch of butthole in their cameras. Lastly but not least, we're going to make it rain in Nevada. And not like make it rain in Nevada. No. We're going to have cloud machines in the desert to help get everything wet. Yep, that's what we're doing. I swear to God, I wish I was joking. Stay tuned for an exhilarating episode of the Kasabian Lavo Show that'll be sure to keep you entertained and informed. Let me tell you something right now. That whole rain in the middle of the desert and nobody being there thing blows my mind. The line is being built. If you don't know what the line is it the line or the wall? The line. The line is in Saudi Arabia, and it's going to be a community that holds 9 million people in a small footprint in the shape of a line. Like in all the movies where you live inside of something and they go, don't ever go outside, it's going to kill you. And then, like, it's all beautiful. Here's the real problem. Any and every show and movie that I've ever had people living in a facility or some type of kingdom that's been trapped and shit, only the cartoons make it look beautiful. When we do it in, like, real life, we always show, like, the shittiest version of living in the future. So instead of living vertical, like, you can go to all... Look, Demolition Man. What's the movie with the chick with the white on? Everywhere you went, the cities were really mad tall, but like the bottoms were shit and grimy, and you never see it pretty and beautiful except in like cartoons, like deadass. They always make them look nice. The line is the beautiful, pretty cartoon version of these cities that we read books on that scare the shit out of people. These like fucking controlled environments that scare the shit out of you. And now they're saying this is for convenience to live better and use less earth. And it's working on me. Because I want to go fucking see the line. It's a thing. It's just scary, but it's a thing. So to hear about Airbnb's not doing too well, that blows me away too. Because I go, we're spending 1 point something million on rain in the middle of the desert. Airbnb's are very popular in the desert. If you don't know, a lot of people in Vegas make some good money on Airbnb's. It's a very in and out town. A lot of people couldn't find places during COVID, so they made a shitload of money. But to watch the Airbnbs, well, and that's another thing. It might not be crashing. But we do have a lot of changes coming. And if it's going to rain in the middle of the desert, how hard would it be to like post up and live somewhere that's not the city anymore? Vegas is huge for Vegas. We're just a little ball. But there's mad desert to go live in that might be now livable. Due to rain. I swear to God, those rain machines are fucking crazy. I'm scared of those damn things. What else is going on before we get into the show? The rain machines fucked me up. Young Buck was performing with Afro Man, and out of nowhere, a fight erupted on the stage. And you know, it left me in disbelief. Afro Man is a big, heavyset man, and y'all know we've been following Afro Man and the Sheriff County Department that came in there and harassed him and stole money from him on camera. And then he wrote a diss song and he put it out with the footage from his house of them stealing his money and looking for all the weed and shit. Well, anyway, Afro Man has been, you know, on tour, making money, doing his thing. And Young Buck, I don't know what the fuck Young Buck has been doing, but Young Buck was out there fighting. And Young Buck's a scrappy motherfucker. I ain't even gonna lie, because there was like five dudes on him pounding him out. Pause. And he did pretty well for himself. Young Buck too old to be fighting. Young Buck, you are not a Young Buck anymore. You pause. Where's the dun-dun? Do I still have that? Honestly, watching Young Buck at MTV jumping across the stage with a butterfly, or not a butterfly knife, a butter knife, and stabbing somebody for Dr. Dre, amazing, dog. Fighting Afro Man's 54-year-old bodyguards, like, nah, not so fucking amazing, my boy. If you haven't been living under a rock, then you know that Michael Jordan's son has been clapping Larsa Pippen's cheeks for quite some time, and I honestly don't have a problem with this. I'm like, oh, bro, young man, rumble, do your thing. But TMZ caught up with Michael Jordan, and they're like, hey, Mike, how do you feel about your son and Larsa? You approve? Mike's like, nah, not for me, B. But you know what? Deep down inside, he approves. He's happy. If my son was hit, nah, because the dude that I hate, I want that. Yeah, but if it was my son, I'd be fucking popping fireworks every day. Fuck you. Mike is hilarious, bro. Adam 22. I don't know what's scarier about the Adam 22 thing, that so many people are cool with it. Okay, first and foremost, that's their job. That's why it's not a big deal. That's the only reason. Every other reason that makes it a big deal is just regular life reasons. And that's why I had nothing to say about it. Like, I can't comment on it. It doesn't make any sense. That's their job. Like, I know porn stars. That's their job. Like, they do that. So they have to do that to get paid. Adam got lucky, kind of lucked out. You know, you got the unicorn where your chick would only bone you and let you bone the other chicks. Cool, man. Every dude's dream. And then King Kong had to come and take your old lady. But I guess you're cool with it. I don't know, man. Like, do you, young men, don't do this. Don't be a cuckolder. Don't do that. It's just no point. The emotional and psychological damage that you'll do to yourself really doesn't make you a better man. This don't mean shit. It doesn't. I promise you. Don't go doing this dumb shit thinking that, nah, I love you, babe. No, dude. No, you don't. No, you don't. And if you do, well, do you. No, you don't. No, you don't. What else? That shit was wild. Have y'all seen Hijacked on Apple TV? Y'all haven't seen that yet? Oh shit. Okay, hold on. Hey, who has an LG TV? Me. I do. Hey, do you? Great. Listen, I got an LG TV, and one of my neighbors was trying to share their screen on my TV. We're not that fucking friendly, okay? I go outside and I scream, hey, who the fuck should I share a TV? Cut that dumb shit out. I'm not fucking playing. And then it stopped. I haven't updated my TV. There's really no point in updating my TV. I'm scared to turn on the Wi-Fi on my TV. Are you? I am. The smart house thing sounds good, but I'm scared too. I'm just afraid of when it's like, oh, we're going to record you and videotape you while you walk through your house. And I'm like, where the fuck is the camera on my TV at? What do you mean? Anyway, I turned the Wi-Fi on my TV because I felt like I had to defend myself from whatever asshole that had an LG TV that was trying to share their screen on my screen. Not today, cowboy. So we were like 5 updates behind. Mad shit was going on. First off, how pretty does LG make the damn background pictures and shit? Beautiful. Chef's kiss. Don't tease me with music, though, and then not play music when you sleep. Very irritating. Because we even picked out a song. We listened to all 4 shitty songs, and we chose a song. And when it came on, there was no song. New backgrounds. No song. And LG, hey, just for tip, how about you let me know what I'm looking at? Like, I hate when I see a city and I'm like, where the fuck is this? And it was like Puerto Rico. And I was like, no shit. Where I'm really? That's where I'm from. Wow. Thank you for telling me. But anyway, don't let your neighbors share their fucking screen because I'm sure they're trying to share their balls on your TV. Fuck that neighbor. And don't be that neighbor. Don't airdrop to people. Don't go screen sharing with people. You fucking nasty. What is wrong with you? Somebody was like, oh, maybe they were doing it on accident. I was like, well, on accident, fuck off. How about you just stop? Because you have to ask. It's not like it just does it automatically. Well, fucking stop. The fuck? How irritating was that? Anyway, so I watched Hijack. Have y'all seen Hijack? Hijack's on Apple TV. Hijack was very dope. It's getting dope. I can't say it was because, like, it was interesting how they set it up. It's hard to watch a plane movie. You know how it's going to end. We crashed this bitch. Where everybody pretends to be heroes. This isn't real. So I don't ever take it real. And don't get upset at me for turn. I just don't take this shit serious. This shit is mad fake, bro. A gun went off inside of a fucking plane. Are you crazy? There would be F-16s on the side of that motherfucker going, Parker cowboy, or we're going to Parker for you. And they were going over Iran or Iraq with that shit. And they weren't answering them. Are you fucking crazy? It's just, I get it's TV. So this is when I just stop talking. Watch Hijacked. The idea of them being hijacked is not being portrayed like most hijacked movies yet. That's all I got. It's interesting. It's keeping me there. One movie or one show that I want to punch Seth Rogen dead in his mouth for is Platonic. I couldn't get past the first episode. It literally made me sick. I don't know how anybody found it funny. That old girl was just got done with her husband and she's texting this motherfucker asking him questions. Like, what is happening? I don't know. I get it. It was funny. And then I get yelled at. You do that. So look, not fun. Anyway, fuck Platonic. That shit was ass. I'm going to try to watch it again. So far, ass. And then we started watching Love and Death. That's a story about cheating. Jesus fucking Christ. Who would have knew? fucking, what is this? True story. That was on Peacock. It was about a podcast killer. Again, more fucking other people's people. Like, what is happening, white people? Is this going on in your homes? Is this Adam 22 shit an epidemic? Please stop doing this shit. Fucking Christ. Bro, the dude's like, I'm sick and tired of your boyfriend. So I bought him a gym in Long Island. She's like, you took away my boyfriend in front of everybody? Like, what? I flipped this whole table and this whole shit is over with. Never. Bro, what? There's just certain things that you cannot be. I don't call it fucking masculine tech. What is that shit called? Aggressive technology or some shit? What? Masculinity. Same shit. Fuck you. Don't do that. Don't do that. We're not doing that. We're not going to go do that bullshit where you're a man and you're a cheater. That's why it bothers you. I just think it's poor writing. Can I just keep it at that? I think it's poor writing. I'm just being honest. I believe it's poor writing. I think we can do better. I want to see funnier shit. And you know what? I didn't give Platonic enough time because there was a part in Platonic where the husband kind of acted like he was supposed to. Like, yo, hold up. The fuck you mean you and Jimmy was at the fucking house? And then she was like, yo, you know, me and Jimmy, we were at the house. It was just like, and then Jimmy's like, no, motherfucker, what do you mean? No, like that boy, he was not playing by that shit. But let me tell you something. It's funny. Ha ha ha. Until it happens. And Thorne said, everybody's fighting and it's a hot mess. Bro, it was 113 today. I probably was going to quit when I walked outside. I lost my mind when I walked outside. Walking outside in Las Vegas in the summer is like walking into a blow dryer or a hair dryer. For real. It's disgusting. It's not humid like Dooley out there. I know he deals with humidity in Miami. I know Loner got to deal with it in New York. It's moist. Y'all sweat and are hot. So it's miserable. But this shit makes you just want to die. You just stop. And everybody sounds like Monique after she smokes a cigarette and she talks real serious. That's how hot it is outside. My V-neck is like warmth because it's so hot. I went to two stores. And it was so bad. That's terrible. It's terrible out there. But I hope y'all having a good summer. I hope everybody's safe. Let's call this, you know, season 6. Let's say, or 7, excuse me. And let's say that we back Monday, Wednesday, Friday. 7 o'clock, 7:30. I'm still trying to figure it out. This whole corporate shit's really whooping my ass, y'all. That whole trying to get this senior position. Okay, maybe I'm this is safe space. Am I in a safe space? I hope I'm in a safe space. I've only been in my corporate job for 6 months. I think I've done an extraordinary job. Numbers wise, I think I step up to the plate. Your boy shows up. I don't complain. I don't say shit. I just get the job done. This is the first time I ever had a job where I don't have to sell stuff, so it's weird, right? Just doing analytical shit, which is cool, but the position that I want is a senior position. Yeah, I've only been here 6 months, but if you see my numbers and you see how I'm moving, like, put me where I'm supposed to be so I could be an asset to this company. Do y'all think I'm reaching? Like, I feel like if the company's this big, we should all be able to reach for something big. Like, is it my fault for wanting more? Like, if I'm going to be at this company, I'm trying to leave a mark on the company where my name is on something forever and ever. Am I doing too much? I'm not asking for too much. I'm just asking to do a job that pays me what I feel like I deserve. I don't know. Bro, Dooley, me and the family coming out, but it's going to be this winter. I got to do like a tour, bro. I got to go hit Miami to go see my brother. I'm going to come pop up, pull up on you. I got my boy in Dade County. I got to go see him. I got an uncle and two cousins. And then I'm going all the way up the East Coast to see all my family. You on the list. We going to be out there because I got to see what's up. I don't know if we're going to land out there and then fucking rent an Escalade from out there and then drive all the way up to New York. But I got like a whole family vacation. We going to do that shit like Ice Cube and all them fucking kids. It's going to be me with all my grown ass adult kids going to New York from Miami. We're going to fly from Vegas and drive up from Miami to New York. This shit gonna be retarded. I'm gonna film the whole shit. Y'all gonna have to watch. This shit gonna be ridiculous. I don't do closed spaces with my family like that. That shit's ridiculous. Young Buck got to stop fighting. Don't let electric cars ruin your day when your piece of shit gas car needs more gas. That's how I feel. Let's get into these stories. Let's get into these topics. Let's get into these things. And thank y'all for being here. I really appreciate y'all, man. Like, I promise y'all, when we was hot, we was hot. It's just, man, when the money slow up, you got to switch the plan up, man. And y'all watch the pivot in real life. That's all. I just got to, you know, readjust and get it right. But we in there. Let's get into this first story. This story's out of CNBC. And being from Vegas, I talk about tipping culture. But I also believe in being tipped for shit that I can't do. I stopped tipping for weed. I'm just not doing it no more. You don't do anything. You just ring me up. You don't do anything. You're a bud tender. Tend to me, bud. Like, I'm not tipping. My nail lady and my eyebrow lady, they flip the screen on me and they go, huh? And it's like 5%, 25%, crazy ass tips. And I'm like, damn, what happened to $2? I'm talking shit. But I see it all the time and I can see people's faces and I laugh. Don't flip it on me. I'm going to pay you well. Don't do that shit. I tip good because I'm from here. But I guess people feel like this is not a good thing. And I found a whole page on TikTok where asshole dashers, that's what they call these people, dashers. Fuck you. I already know. Hey, look, I know y'all got Rise out there. We're going to pull up the Rise. We're going to get some wax. Shh, Papa, we're going to be lit, bro. Take me to an empanada spot and it's lit. Man, I want a Corona on the beach with some homies, bro. Y'all show me around. Y'all take care of us out there. Y'all already, man, look, bro, we come back with everybody back to Vegas and we throw a party in Vegas and say, fuck it. Anyway, goddamn, come on. Let me focus. Vegas has tip culture. So we don't see tipping as an absurd thing, but there's certain things I won't tip for. Like, I only tip the bathroom guy one time. It's always been my rule because I go to strip clubs a lot and I'm like, yo, my boy, hold up, bro. Like, nobody's shaking. Listen, that's just one of my rules. I stopped tipping. No, I tip. You got to tip for certain services to keep the service at a higher level. That's just how I feel. Not all jobs deserve tips. Sometimes you have to let them know that they did a bad job by not tipping. If you made me wait too long, no tip. Yeah, that's your fault. I don't give a fuck if it's out of your control. I want you to understand that when it's shitty for me, it's going to be shitty for you too. That's how I feel. That doesn't mean that you gave me bad service. That just means my overall customer experience was ass and nobody deserves that tip. I'm going to keep my hard-earned money to myself because in reality, that $14 fucking drink I just paid for is completely price gouging me. But hey, I'm from Vegas. Here's $5. Stories out of CNBC. We've all been there. The barista hands you a coffee and spins their tablet around and shows you the screen. And it prompts you to tip 15%, 20%, 30%, or 0% on your order. And you feel like an asshole when you push zero because they spin it back and then they see and they're like, like that. And bro, it's just like when they do the St. Jude's and shit. I got 5 kids since 19. I don't give a fuck about the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I'm taking care of Kasabian's kids that are not those kids, because I got 5, so I can't donate. Oh, want to donate to a hungry kid? This entire shopping cart of food, $550 worth of food, is for 5 hungry fucking Puerto Rican kids. What are we talking about? No, I don't want to donate any fucking money to hungry kids. I'm feeding the hungry kids. Like, you guys are fucking crazy. Where is the fund for parents that take care of their fucking kids fund? Like, that's wild, bro. Why do y'all always want to pressure us, like, right when we're leaving, too? Like, you made me feel like a complete asshole. It's worse than the ding, ding, ding guy at the front of the fucking store. I promise you. That guy makes you feel like a dick. You don't got any change? Nah. You don't got any change? We take Cash App. Watch your mouth, bro. Watch your mouth. I'm not Cash Apping you. It's an experience that becomes commonplace beyond places where it's been previously considered normal to tip. That's an odd thing, too. How come people feel like they deserve a tip for everything? Not everything gets you a tip. Now, if you're in a casino and you have a concierge, like, for example, when we did shows, there was, like, a person that literally had everything for us. Like, me and Mandy get so mad that we can't find the 12-ounce Rockstar cans. I used to get them on tour all the time. 12-ounce tall cans. Perfect. Can't find them. When you go to do a show at one of the casinos, the concierge that they set with you will have everything for you, everything that your rider asked for. And you better keep a wad of 20s on you to keep them happy and keep shit coming. I was on stage getting drinks handed to me because my concierge was lit. You look thirsty. Here's a straw. Don't fuck up your teeth. Tried it. Dope as shit. Tip them well. Keep them happy. I'm on stage. Motherfucker damn near patting my head off while I was on stage. That wasn't even his job. But that's what we do in Vegas. But if I happen to walk somewhere, buy a Lids hat, I'm not tipping you, dog. If I get my son a toy at one of the little booths or some shit at the mall, I'm not tipping you. If I buy some clothes at a boutique, you small boutiques got a fucking bad habit of asking for tips. If I'm spending more money already on your boutique, why are you pressing for a tip? That's, I don't like that. There's two basic reasons why you might feel like you're being asked for tips more frequently. One, technology. With the ease of asking for tips, it's a verbal cue that doesn't even exist anymore. They just put it right there in front of your face and then stare and ice grill you like this. And then they wait to see what you push. You push zero, like the guy I watched on the Grubhub, he goes, "This is a really nice house for no tip. Couldn't even give me $5 fucking bucks. No, Grubhubber, fuck you. Go do something else. You shouldn't be asking people for $5 fucking if you're Grubhubbing. Stop doing that shit. And then the gig economy. Like I said, them Grubhubbers. Sometimes people feel like they deserve a tip. Do you, though? Dwight once said in The Office, the great Dwight said, "I only tip for things I can't do. I don't tip my barber, but I'll tip my chiropractor." That's some real shit. We're using so many services. We're using so many more services. So, of course, we're confronted with more tipping opportunities. But do you have to tip every time? See, no, you don't. Especially if it's one of those situations where you're staying somewhere and you're frequently visiting something. A good heavy tip to start the relationship is always great. You always want to hit the bar with a dub, leave the dub. Grab yourself a small drink to start off, but leave them heavy. Or hit them with a 50. Maybe you got a Jackson on you. Or do the real pimp player shit. Throw the card on the table, open my tab. This for you. I need 2 fucking Tom Collins. Give me 2 olives because I'm a little hungry. And let's rock, bro. And keep that motherfucker coming. I'm going to get a blue moon when I'm done with this one. Don't forget my face. Matter of fact, here's another 20. You know what I mean? Get my girl something, whatever. Woo, woo, woo. Man, come on, all that shit. But don't feel forced to have to tip every single fucking person. There should be a rule as to, like, how much the service costs. But sometimes you purchase things that are, you know, quick and fast that are very expensive that don't deserve a tip. Tips should be service-based. Tips should be for things that are above and beyond or something that you feel was above and beyond. Especially when you're in a situation where you're in a pinch and, you know, time is money and somebody's being obliged and they're, I think it's obliged. When motherfuckers are obliged for your time, when they feel like, you know what, your time is precious, so I'm going to cater to you. You tip for that type of shit. McDonald's, nah, dog. The girl behind the counter at the fucking little boutique, nah, shorty, that's not how that works. My nail lady, the hair lady, all that yes, here's a tip. I get it. Cleaning person, here's a tip. Your bartender, your server, yes, here's a tip. Now, not everybody gets that tip with the service either. There's certain services where you go, no matter how much you spend, nobody deserves a tip. Come to Vegas, you'll find out real fast that shit don't work to not tip, but then to just give away your fucking money. Oh boy. First time Vegas, people usually get taken. Like, not even by a little bit, but by a lot of bit. Seriously. So we have an update on the submergible. The thing about the submergible that fucked me up really was the lack of technology. It doesn't make any sense that in 2023, there wasn't enough technology on that submersible to keep just any type of communication beyond the Wi-Fi. There should have been way more things. The idea there was no glass and what we were looking at was a screen with a camera you could have sent down a fucking camera. Let's read what TMZ has to say. Friday, new details have emerged about the five people trapped inside a Titanic-bound sub, and what they learned leading up to their deaths was nothing less than a nightmare. Why? Because it didn't collapse fast and rapidly and hotter than 16,000 babillion times in the sun. No, it actually just crumbled slow and probably super, super painful in the complete darkness of night. The doomed passengers were engulfed in darkness the entire time. Man, bro, what are you talking about? What do you mean we're in darkness? Rush turned off the lights, the floodlights on the way down because he wanted the, He wanted to conserve batteries for when we got to the Titanic, leaving the passengers in almost total darkness. Dywood said that the only light that that would come in to the sub was glowing marina or, get the fuck out of here. Fish? Really? Susan, enough. The only light that they saw was basically the bacteria in the water, the fish, how I tell you how my fish be glowing. That's it. Some squids and shit. If they made it that far. Maybe flashing fists, and she noted that there was a laptop screen, so that would have been slightly illuminated too, but that was it. They went down in complete darkness and just died. They said they found pieces in the fucking submergible. This is crazy too. I don't understand. Nobody left a buoy? Like, y'all couldn't have left a string with a buoy? That's another story I didn't even want to cover. This shit is weird. I don't want to cover this weird ass story. But it happened. It really did happen. Vegas has a water problem, and there's technology out there that might scare you, and this is scaring the fuck out of me, but there are machines that create clouds, as well as machines that create snow. Sometimes in your favorite ski resorts, they actually have artificial snow being made, which basically it's a hose that just squirts out water, and that water freezes, and it packs, and that's how they keep the snow to keep the traveling and the experience of the guests high. So they do the same thing with water, but there's a machine that makes clouds and makes rain, and then it rains. The governor has basically put it together, and we have three machines making rain in the desert right now. Stories out of Fox 5, Governor Joe Lombardo signed a new law to help fight the drought and climate change in Nevada. More than $1 million will be used over the next 2 years for cloud seeding conservation groups. Red Rock is celebrating the big news as a win. Why? Because Red Rock suffers a bunch from no rain. There's certain parts of Red Rock that just never see any rain. If they're able to create a cloud and push it into the area that they need, they'd be able to distribute water and help wildlife, plants, and things alike. When we really launched this, it came out of desperation. I mean, look at all the Joshua trees. They're just dying. The animals were going to Las Vegas looking for water. If you don't recall the movie Rango, you saw the animals looking for water in Vegas. That's kind of a real thing. We get a lot of wildlife coming in because they don't have any resources anymore. We've sucked them all up. Lake Las Vegas is probably one of the most beautiful pieces of Las Vegas, and I cannot wait to own property there. But that's a giant hole of water that they paid for. The animals were going to Las Vegas looking for water, recalling Paul Van Beaton. With the Save the Red Rock, Save Red... What? Oh, recalled Paul Van Beaton with Save the Red Rock, Save the Red Rock.
What?
That's... Okay. So Save the Red Rock decided something had to be done. And they were tired of these two decades of droughts. And honestly, with so much rain that came last year, I know this story might have really went under the radar because we had rain damn near 6 months last year. It rained so fucking much, I thought it would never stop. We wanted to prove that a private fund could target precipitation directly over Red Rock Canyon. You know, I live in Red Rock. It's odd how much it rains just in my area. Like, we get the warning all the time. It's wild. Anyway, in just 1 month, last fall, the group raised $100,000 to place a cloud seeding generator over the mountaintop above Red Rock. There are two cloud seeding generators in the Spring Mountains, one targeting Red Rock Canyon and the other one targeting Charleston Lee Canyon, and the state appropriated, a $1.2 million bill. Look at that. $1.2 million will be allocated to the Desert Research Institution for clouds and seeding in multiple locations. I think that shit is awesome. And I mean, it scares the fuck out of me because I've never heard of such a thing. I seen it on Top Gear. They turned on that cloud machine in Germany and they made it rain. It was the scariest shit I ever saw. It basically converted water and hydrogen or some shit into clouds. Clouds that rain. And being able to feed mountains might change how Red Rock looks. It might change a lot of things. I don't know how I feel about this. Is it a desert if we can make it rain? What happens when we can control the weather? There's been talks of us trying to control the weather for so long. This might finally be it. How do we feel? I don't know. But that's the show. I know. It was fast.
Oh, God.
Okay. It wasn't that many good stories. We're back on Wednesday, though. We're back on Wednesday.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, it get lonely.
Hey. Well, well, well. My name is Kasabian Lavo. I do a little thing. I want to get motivated to make music again.
Kasabian Lavo.
I'm going to keep podcasting, though. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for being here. Kasabian. Kasabian Lavo show with me, your host, with talent on loan from God.
Lavo.
Look.
Listen, we already knew that he gifted on a whole nother wave. We hit it concave, up for days. Pseudo insomnia, I really don't sleep. Watching the internet, like that could have been me. The sacrifices that were made, I do them shits like every day. I won't say that I'm rich, till I see 20 M's. Thought I would have it by now. 31, only 3.5 million right now. I need a million right now. Take them down to that boogie down. Uptown. Eastside, LV, like
2233, East Stewart Avenue, where I show my ass in that brand new all black on black. How you like that with the back to back? When them cops came, I was balls out, asking about a robbery. They knew that it wasn't me. A convenience store, saw a four door all black. I bet you they knew all their names. All right, y'all, my name is Kasabian. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Live-O loves you.
They enemies, yeah. So why not DJ Envy me? Yeah. Angela Yee, or better yet, Kasabian the guy. Rose gold me. That was a play off the Breakfast Club. Basically, how you like your eggs? If I'm lit and bacon with them hot cakes, I came with the bread and the spread. Did you hear that? If I'm lit and bacon,
get the fuck down.
$20K on the spread. That was for the bed. 15 for the first.